A great push-off. How do you define success? Which emotional states and achievements do you tend to focus on? What level of relationship do you want to have with Allah? How do you imagine life to be if Allah is the most beloved to you? And if you are loved by Allah, the creator, the owner, the sustainer of everything and everyone that exists? How would it be if your reliance and confidence in Allah is way beyond what a regular person would have in their close friends and family? You're not afraid of failures or hesitant to work hard, as you are certain that Allah will make the best happen for you. You are fully content and happy with the decree of Allah. Developing and strengthening this level of relationship with Allah is based on seeking knowledge about Allah, learning about what He loves, what He hates, and acting in accordance. This requires some great effort, especially in the initial phase. However, from the mercy of Allah, He provides us several acceleration and push of times in a year. These are the blessed times, such as the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, the day of Ashura, or the day of Friday that we have in every week. During these blessed and precious times, three special things happen. Doing righteous actions is relatively easier than in other times. Acceptance of your du'as tremendously increases, and so does your progress towards your goals. The reward and closeness to Allah achieved by a simple righteous action is immensely magnified. Here are three simple but extremely powerful actions that you can do to build momentum, accelerate, and maximize benefits during these times. Number one, be absolutely clear about your goals. The clearer and hungrier you are about your goals, the higher drive you would have to avoid distractions and exert efforts towards achieving them. Be clear about the level of relationship you want to have with Allah and your destination after death. Be clear about your dreams and desires from the permissible things of this dunya. For some people, it would be a combination of finding a righteous and loving spouse, having righteous children, cure from diseases, or a major financial, business, or technical advancement. For some, it could be the case that they don't have any ambitions and are engaged in various distractions, so perhaps they should set their goal to break free of laziness and distractions and being inspired and motivated to strive hard. Number two, gain knowledge to increase your focus and desire. The more aware and certain you are about how specific blessed times and actions help you accelerate your progress towards your goals, the more effort you would put in. Keep yourself focused by seeking knowledge around which times are highly effective for asking Allah for your needs and desires, which actions in which specific times result in huge amount of closeness to Allah and wiping out months and years of sins. Reading or watching explanation of a book like Riyadu Salihin will be very beneficial for this. Number three, consistently and regularly ask Allah for assistance while being certain of His best response for you. Here are the ingredients for a powerful mindset when asking Allah. Acknowledge your state of weakness, distraction, and other shortcomings to Him. Know that His mercy and forgiveness is far greater than your sins. Know that if He were not to facilitate for us, we would not be able to do or attain what we want. Know that He deals with us according to our true expectations of Him. So have good expectations of Him. Know that if we asked Allah, that itself is a blessing, and that He will respond to us according to His perfect wisdom. Know that to ask Allah for your desires related to this world is also an act of getting closer to Allah. Use times when du'as are especially accepted to ask Allah for your worldly goals. May Allah facilitate goodness for us all. Ameen.